Hey y'all, it's Aaron from The Blitz, and it's time for a Thursday edition of One for the Road. So Fred, AJ, and myself are no strangers to sports betting, and we know some of you listeners are too. But football season is starting back up, and Maxim put out a list of their 5 best tips before heading to the sportsbook. So let's run through these rules real quick, and I'll give a little bit of input on each of them, but I don't want to waste too much time. Of course, rule number 1 is know the bet you want to make before you walk up to the counter. Now this probably could be the final rule, or you know what, we could repeat it as rule number 6 again, but always know what you want to play before you walk up, because the last thing you want to do is if you're betting $100 on, you know, the Texans to win, you don't want somebody with $16,000 waiting to bet it on the Chargers right behind you that can't make their bet in time, and then they're really pissed at you. Number 2, shop around for the best price. Well, if you're in a place in Vegas, it's much easier to do, but different books update their lines based on how much money they take on it. So if you play the Texans money line at plus 125, but another book has it at plus 150, well, Texans win, you left $25 on the table. Number 3, take advantage of prop bets. Now, the Super Bowl is the time where you usually see an insane amount of prop bets, from what color the Gatorade is that they pour on the winning coach to how long the national anthem is, but even during the regular season, you might be able to catch a good one. Number 4, bet early on the favorites. Now, their reasoning is the public loves to bet favorites, which they do. But if you ask AJ and Fred, they'll usually tell you to wait and bet on an underdog where the line seems just a bit off, because that's where you're going to get your value, aka the best bang for your buck. And finally, don't wait too late to bet on parlay. Their reasoning is pretty simple. The earlier you bet, the less risk you have of 5 plays on a ticket, waiting at the counter, and game number 1 is started before you get to place your bet. From a logic standpoint, Fred, AJ, and even myself for that matter, don't really bet on parlays, because in order to get value, you're counting on a lot of things to all go right at the same time, and at that point, you might as well buy a lottery ticket. And of course, just for good measure, let's throw in rule number 1 again. Know the bet you want to make before you walk up to the counter. So for any of y'all headed to Vegas or even Mississippi or any state that has legalized sports betting now, just know what you want to do before you do it. So there's a few, but remember, tomorrow on Friday, we'll have RJ Bell on talking a whole bunch of different sports betting, and the guys also recorded a pretty good audiobook that you can buy that has even better tips than that. I'm out of here for now. We'll be back again tomorrow for a Friday here on The Blitz, right here on ESPN 97.5.